narrating the sounds of Memphis for 21 years. Welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Bill Street Caravan is provided by the AutoZone Corporation. AutoZone, parts are just part of what we do.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we have two great sets of music captured during Bridging the Blues. First, we'll hear from Terry Harmonica Bean. Then we'll close the show out with a set from Watermelon Slim.
Bill Street Caravan contributor Preston Lauterbach returns to continue his series, The Chitlin' Circuit and The Road to Rock and Roll.
That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Kevin.
We're back with music from Bridging the Blues, and we've got two great artists lined up for our listeners this week. We've built all season long on the work we did during Bridging the Blues this past fall. From that work, we've been able to shine a light on the amazing indigenous folk and blues scene that thrives all across the Mississippi Delta. And that's where we met this week's first artist, Mr. Terry Harmonica Bean.
Terry Bean grew up in Pontotoc, Mississippi. His father was a sharecropper, and Terry and his 14 siblings grew up working in the cotton fields. His father was a musician and earned extra money for the family by hosting house parties on the weekend.
Terry's musical talents blossomed early, and soon his father incorporated him into the band.
But Terry had other talents, too. He was a star athlete and left the Delta right after high school to pursue a career in professional baseball.
Sadly, injuries sustained in an automobile accident derailed those ambitions. So he returned home to focus on music again, picking up gigs with bluesman Lonnie Pitchford and Bill Street Caravan favorite T-Model Ford.
Of course, he eventually ventured forward on his own, and he's been a mainstay of festivals and events around the Delta ever since.
Here's Terry Harmonica Bean, live on Bill Street Caravan.
Everybody had a good time. My grandfather, Mr. Rosa Johnson, used to sit on the back porch picking my grandmother all the time. He was way back, man, way before Robert Johnson. Hoodoo man. favorite harmonica. Hey. Hollywood said. She went off and left me, and she said she's gonna stay. But now that she's gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Well, I worked on something for her, then I worked on the phone. Have a wife and left me out of all the things that I've done. But now that she's gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Yes, I am. Train. Man, I'm gonna leave this town, 'cause little girl, she don't put me down. But now that she's gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world, harmonica band. We gotta do this for Mr. Billy Johnson. Say something like, I don't want be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. I don't want you to be true. I don't want white my clothes. I don't want you loving no, no. I don't want you to be true.
Here's more from Terry Harmonica Bean, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Robert Johnson said something like, I got rambling. I got rambling, baby. Well, all right.
That was Terry Harmonica Bean, live on Beale Street Caravan.
We'll be back with more music in just a few minutes.
But first, we're going to turn it over to Beale Street Caravan contributor Preston Lauterbach as he explores the fascinating subjects of his book, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll.
In the time that Louis Jordan, Wynonie Harris, and Amos Milburn were transforming the sounds of black pop music, a new piece of lingo evolved. Or at least a new meaning for an old favorite came into use. Chitlin' Circuit partiers had talked about rockin' since the 20s. It was a slightly more polite version of a similar-sounding synonym for sexual intercourse. During World War II, critics writing in the black press began to use rock as a verb, noun, and adjective when reviewing the work of this loud, brash new crop of musicians. In January of 46, a Chicago Defender review of a Louis Jordan said the Royal Theater was rocking. A few weeks later, the Louisiana Weekly said that Dave Bartholomew, before he gained fame as Fats Domino's partner, rocked Club Greystone in New Orleans. While Bartholomew rocked New Orleans clubs, another New Orleanian was working across the Gulf in Galveston, Texas. Roy Brown had gotten a job there at a brothel and hashish house called Club Grenada. He put together a combo in the Louis Jordan framework, and they entertained and ran dope nightly. The boss at Club Grenada, an enterprising lady named Mary Russell, arranged for Roy and his band to perform on the radio and entice locals to the club. The jingle Roy composed promised there'd be good rockin' tonight at Club Grenada.
Well, I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Well, I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Oh, yes, I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Blues, I heard the news, there's good rock tonight.
Roy walked a block to the Dewdrop Inn, New Orleans' Chitlin' Circuit hub, where the popular rocker Cecil Gant was performing. Unlike Winoni, Cecil Gant was all ears for Roy's song. In fact, he immediately called Jules Braun, president of Deluxe Records, and had Roy sing his song through the cigarette-stinking Dewdrop payphone. Braun said nothing, but asked Roy to hand the phone back to Gant. Braun told Gant, "Give him $50 and don't let him out of your sight." And that is how a revolution began, elevating a radio jingle for a Galveston whorehouse into a generation's anthem, popularizing one of the distinctive phrases in American culture. Roy left Galveston a short time later and landed back home in New Orleans. April 6th, 1947. With no money in his pockets and cardboard in the soles of his shoes, he hoped to sell his song. Roy learned that his hero, Winoni Harris, was at Foster's Rainbow Room. Roy found Winoni taking a break at the bar and told him, "I've got a song." Winoni groaned, "Oh no, not another one of these songs. Don't bother me, son." Incidentally, Winoni Harris did cover Good Rockin' Tonight after Roy's version became a hit. Back in New Orleans in 1947, the song got Roy Brown a job singing at Club Downbeat on South Rampart Street. As Roy recalled, "I was getting $10 a day, all the girls I need, and my blackberry wine." His follow-up song, Mighty Mighty Man, received a strong review in Billboard magazine, which called the tune a rockin' blues shout. In December 1948, Roy's Long About Midnight hit number one on Billboard's race chart. Roy Brown was ready to go national. He assembled a band called the Mighty Mighty Men, signed a contract with the top Chitlin' Circuit talent agency, Universal Attractions, and hit the road. Throughout 1949, Roy brought rockin' from coast to coast, to small-town joints like the Blue Room in Vicksburg, Mississippi, to the Apollo Theater in Harlem. The group had developed dynamite chemistry working in New Orleans clubs, and they drove crowds wild. They wore matching suits and choreographed dance steps. Saxophonist Leroy Batman Rankin swooped onto the stage from the rafters and ran through the audience, blowing his horn on tables and bar tops. Roy said he sweat through four suits an hour. His record company released more songs while the tour rolled. First, Rockin' at Midnight, about which Billboard raved. Brown swings with a strong vocal and the band rockin' hard in the back. The next, Young Man's Rhythm, contains the line, "Good rockin', that's my name, they're gonna put my rock in the Hall of Fame." In November 1949, Roy and the Mighty Mighty Men took a day off from the road to record Boogie at Midnight. It captures the group's explosive style and is the strongest document of early rock and roll as it was developing on the Chitlin' Circuit.
Well, you like the boogie, I like the blues. Come on, put on our dancing shoes. We're gonna boogie at midnight. We're gonna boogie at midnight. Well, you wanna get drunk, you got a good point. Let's get together.
Boogie at Midnight rocks. Roy brought Chitlin' Circuit atmosphere to his songs. You hear him singing about getting drunk and tearing off the roof. He brought these sentiments, boozing, brawling, sex, and property destruction, and the rockin' lingo to pop music. And just as importantly, people everywhere heard it. His records were huge hits, and he toured coast to coast for much of the 1950s. Nevertheless, he is largely forgotten. Roy's boast in the lyrics of the song Young Man's Rhythm that his rock was going to be put in the Hall of Fame has proven untrue. Roy Brown is not among the artists enshrined in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though many he inspired are there. We'll go out on Elvis Presley's take on the breakthrough Roy Brown number, Good Rockin' Tonight, recorded at Elvis's first session in 1954.
Well, I heard the news, that's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news, that's good to rockin' tonight. I'm on the hold of my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, there's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rockin' shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good to rockin' tonight.
For Beale Street Caravan, this is Preston Lauterbach, author of The Chitlin' Circuit and The Road to Rock and Roll.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to The Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Beale Street Caravan and other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, we've been listening to Terry Harmonica Bean in a performance captured at the Mighty Mississippi Music Fest in Greenville, Mississippi during Bridging the Blues.
Next up, we have another Bridging the Blues performance captured right here in Memphis at the Bonafide Blues Festival from none other than Watermelon Slim.
Watermelon Slim has one of the most interesting bios in modern music. To even attempt to distill Slim's life journey is beyond the scope of this hour-long radio show. Vietnam vet, activist, truck driver, journalist, farmer, and so forth and so on.
His diversity and depth of life experience has nurtured a timeless, rugged approach to blues music. Watermelon Slim's music is instantly recognizable sonically and immediately relatable through the matters of emotion and spiritual importance that he sings out.
Watermelon Slim is a multiple Blues Music Award winner, and it's always an honor to be able to feature him on our program.
Here's Watermelon Slim at the Bonafide Blues Fest in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Look out here, boy. Why he died. In the covered gun to every feather on his back. Yeah, the boy shaking paradise, he's meter of the bank. He's got boo-boo rooster, the top gun bird. No mess with it, pickin', boy, you got the word. Tail feathers out and peck you too, but you're screaming down the street with his cock-a-doodle-doo. On his mind when he turned about. Cause he threw back his head and he let out with a big old crow. Saying, I got people to meet and places to go. Cause he's a full-grown rooster, no ricochet. Call me Waterman and Rooster Slim. Yeah, Waterman and Rooster Slim. Ooh, Waterman and Rooster Slim. Yeah, Waterman and Rooster Slim. Talking about that old boogaloo rooster from Key West, Florida. Going down the road.
recognize. Blues for y'all today. Telling you what. I was riding shotgun in the devil's cabinet. The devil's cat and I. Heading for the crossroads with a monkey on my back. Doing 90, head now and down the road. The cat and I quit so quiet, like the inside of a herd. Air conditioning was so cold, like a two more maybe words. He stopped, he said,
"We're here."
I looked out at deserted farmer's field. I didn't have to say a word, boy, but I knew I had made a deal. Hi, young fella. Dream and what was real. he said he would be back 10 years to the day. Then he turned and he disappeared, said all he had to say. I wonder if he'll keep his word. What's the price I'm gonna pay? I wonder if he'll keep his word. What's the price I'm gonna pay? I wonder if he'll keep his word. Here's
more from Watermelon Slim at the Bonafide Blues Fest in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Okay. A young girl, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a brief rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I tried, the years just rolled by like a make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster from an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To believe in this living and to stay hard. Look out, boy. We'll be right back. Now there's flies in the kitchen. I can hear them buzzing. I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. One more time. Make me an angel, boy, to fly to Montgomery. Make me a poster. A hard way to go. To believe in this living is watch out now. 2, 3. no heart disease. The blues, and it can no heart disease. Like tuberculosis, man, just like cancer, killing me by degrees. The blues, well, well, is a low down, don't take it chill. The blues, is a low down, don't take it chill. We want to thank y'all one more time, right here in the Lafayette Room.
Watermelon Slim at the Bonafide Blues Fest in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Beale Street Caravan.
For more information on Watermelon Slim, just go to watermelonslim.com.
To find out more about Terry Harmonica Bean, you can find him on Facebook. But the best way is to simply drive through the Delta and ask around.
She's not kidding, y'all. Special thanks to Bridging the Blues, the Mighty Mississippi Music Fest, and the Bonafide Blues Festival for inviting us along.
For more info on Bridging the Blues and both of these great festivals, simply go to bridgingtheblues.com. Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Beale Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You're just not going to find programming like this anywhere else.
We want to remind our listeners that you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Do you love Memphis music? Tell us why and use hashtag IListenToMemphis. Or keep up with us on our podcast at iTunes.
Visit our website at BillStreetCaravan.com to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can find out where the caravan's gonna be next.
And if you can't meet us there, we'll be back right here next week, so we'll see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
You've been listening to the sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.